News.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news. Informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News. Take a look at stories making headlines. Government ECL's repatriation with caution. Zambia records surge in LPG usage amid load shedding. Bodies of school children found after bus swept away by South African floods.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the news in detail, my name is Kalunga Mwape. Now, government says that it is handling with caution the repatriation, funeral, and burial arrangements for former President Edgar Lungu to ensure the bereaved family is not further distressed. Government spokesperson Cornelius Mwita stated that while government protocol is being followed, efforts are being made to respect the wishes of the late president's family regarding the funeral arrangements. Mr. Mwita emphasized that this approach is aimed at ensuring a smooth and dignified send-off for the former head of state. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwita says that the government will announce the outcome of its consultative meeting with the Lungu family regarding their funeral plans later today. They further disclosed that the government delegation led by Secretary to the Cabinet has been dispatched to South Africa to engage with the family on the arrangements. Mr. Mwita confirmed that the meeting is currently ongoing and the outcome will be communicated to the public once finalized.
Your government is being cautious. Your government is being cautious that this is a funeral and not a political fanfare. And therefore, it is importantly expedient and necessary that at the end of the day, whatever is said and done must be cognizant of the fact that there is a grieving family whose injury is going to be enduring and indelible for life, that we should not be able to add jeopardy to the circumstances, the unfortunate circumstances they and we find ourselves in. And so,
you know, the United States government has joined the Zambian people and the international community in mourning the late former President Edgar Lungu. Speaking after signing the book of condolences at Belvedere Lodge in Osaka today, U.S. Ambassador to Zambia Michael Gonzalez described the President Lungu's passing as a significant loss to the nation. Ambassador Gonzalez said that President Lungu wanted a better Zambia and the Zambian people will miss him because he meant well for the country. He further highlighted that the President Lungu's legacy would be remembered as part of the Zambia's national history due to his contributions to the country.
President Lungu's legacy speaks for itself. You all were here when he was president. I was not. So I only knew President Lungu as the opposition figure, a leader, a man who I interacted with fairly regularly, as I would with any major political opposition leader. In those conversations, we spoke about a positive future for Zambia and how to achieve it. We reflected on sometimes of the president's own tenure in office, what he viewed as his successes.
Patriotic Front PF Secretary General Raphael Nagajinda has alleged that their plans rather to disrupt the mourning procession of the late former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu at the PF Secretariat. Addressing mourners today at the Secretariat, Mr. Nagajinda claimed that certain unnamed individuals are seeking to incite confusion at the PF Secretariat as a pretext to justify police intervention and possible takeover of the premises. He called on the police to remain professional and not allow themselves to be used to escalate tensions during the national mourning period. Mr. Nakachinda further assured mourners that the PF remains united and the party's alliance with the broader opposition Tonse grouping will remain intact despite President Lungu's passing. He called for all PF members and political allies to mourn the former head of state peacefully and respectively, adding that the party would not provoke anyone during this period of national grief. Additionally, Mr. Nakachinda urged the members of the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, to refrain from making statements that could undermine the mourning process.
The only way Vangakanya is to be initiated capacity and a Kumba Kumana, Ama members of PF Nave Karatiano, running local attention so that Papere in San Kuruakapokola, what the rest of our party family. I've already Panama Panga, we found into the Mokuposa, Naikota Karia. The leadership of PF. And the leadership of Johnson, we are vehemently committed.
A development and policy analyst, Henry Mulea, and Indara Shabada, has called for the detachment of politics to government social programs to ensure positive impact. Mr. Ntarasha notes that social programs such as the social cash transfer, the cash for work and others have continued to be characterized with corruption and lack of transparency. Mr. Ntarasha says that lack of doing so will result in the implementers of the said program to be cited in the Auditor General's report for lack of accountability.
Politicians may come and go after the 2026 August elections. What happens to a program that has been started? So it is very important that they are not channeled, such programs are not channeled in a direction that serves specific political interests. Because once there is a change, if at all there is one, then the next government, the politicians that come in, end up actually throwing away the whole program. You've seen this happen where what could be very good initiatives are completely discontinued. That could in part be because the previous political administration had abused it. So it had undermined.
Police in Lusaka have detained a 37-year-old man, Maybin Mulie, in connection with a suspected murder of his girlfriend, Sipiwe Nyirenda, whom he had reportedly known for only six days. According to police spokesperson Rea Monga, Mulie transported the unresponsive body of the young woman to the University Teaching Hospital late Tuesday night, claiming she had died after ingesting insecticide. Initial investigation revealed that the couple had recently met and began cohabiting. However, police became suspicious of Mulia's account after he was unable to provide basic details about the deceased, including her age, address, or contact information for her relatives. Mulia told officers that around 20 hours, Sipio had asked for water, and upon returning from fetching it, he found her with white foam around the mouth. He claimed she had ingested insecticide that he had purchased earlier to combat cockroaches in the house. Upon arrival at UTH, police advised Mulia to formally report the incident at the Maxwell Sibongo Police Post in Kawata before the body could be deposited in the mortuary. Officers later visited the residence and recovered a bottle of suspected insecticide. Preliminary physical inspection of the body revealed no visible injuries, but authorities noted that the circumstances surrounding the death remain suspicious.
Kawata Police Station through Maxwell Sibongo Police Post received the report of a suspected murder yesterday, the 10th of June, 2025, at 23:30 hours. The report was made by Constable Mfone of UTH Police Post, who reported on behalf of the state. According to the report, a male identified as Mabin Mulie, age 37, of Kamara South, took to the police post a brought-in dead body of a female he identified as his girlfriend, Sipiwe Nyirenda, whose age and residential address remains unknown. He claimed she had died after ingesting a poisonous named insecticide. However, police officers at UTH Police Post were not convinced with the explanation given by the boyfriend.
And now, business news.
In our business news this evening, the Zambia Liquefied Petroleum Gas Association, ZLPGA, has reported a significant increase in the use of liquefied petroleum.